What if every limitation you've ever faced, every missed opportunity, every moment of self-doubt, wasn't caused by lack of talent or bad luck, but by an invisible storyteller living inside your head? This internal narrator constantly spins tales about who you are and what you're capable of. And here's the unsettling part. These stories literally rewire your brain. Neuroscience reveals that your mind processes imagined experiences almost identically to real ones. When you repeatedly tell yourself, "I'm not good enough," your brain treats this fiction as fact, triggering physical responses that make the story feel true. This isn't just about positive thinking. It's about recognizing that the most consequential stories you'll ever encounter aren't in books or films, but in the running commentary of your own mind. Stories hijack your neural circuitry through powerful chemicals. Compelling narratives release cortisol, sharpening attention, explaining why "you won't believe what happened next" instantly grabs you. Engaging plots trigger dopamine, creating addictive craving for resolution. Emotional stories stimulate oxytocin, generating empathy and connection. Your brain struggles to distinguish imagination from reality. Read about smells, and olfactory regions activate. Visualize heights, and you experience actual fear. Michael Phelps visualized races so thoroughly that when his goggles filled with water during competition, he still broke the world record swimming blind. His nervous system had been programmed through mental rehearsal. This mechanism cuts both ways. Negative self-stories trigger real physical responses. Tell yourself you're inadequate, and your body responds as though it's true, creating sensations that reinforce the narrative. We literally become our stories. Changing them isn't optional, it's essential. Self-stories operate like icebergs, only 10% visible above consciousness, while 90% remains hidden, yet powerfully influential. This explains why New Year's resolutions fail. Invisible narrative forces override conscious intentions. Hidden stories surface through four channels. Verbal moments include statements like, "I'll never live up to my potential," or well-dressed excuses, virtuous-sounding justifications like, "I'm just being realistic," that actually hold you back. Physiological moments occur when your body signals hidden stories through nail-biting, throat-clearing, or unexplained pain. Olympic runner Alexi Pappas noticed a facial splotch before injuries, a warning she was pushing too hard. Behavioral moments appear as sudden urges to clean, check email, or scroll social media. Ask yourself, what habits do I have that are opposite of what I want? The person wanting to lose weight but ordering pizza multiple times weekly faces a hidden story driving contradictory behavior. Emotional moments include fear, dread, shame, and jealousy, reactions that reveal hidden narratives. Catching these moments stops automatic storytelling and allows deeper exploration of what's really driving your behavior. Finding clues is just the beginning. Meaningful change requires analyzing the iceberg beneath the surface. Positive affirmations fail because they only address the visible 10% of limiting beliefs. Real power lies in the lifetime of stories compacted below consciousness. Consider someone struggling to speak up in meetings. Despite affirmations, they remain silent because beneath that fear lies accumulated stories. Being the youngest sibling whose opinions were dismissed, experiencing a disappointing graduation, or having ideas rejected in college. These vivid memories collectively form the iceberg thwarting progress. To analyze effectively, ask six questions. Where did this story come from? Stories originate from personal experiences, family narratives, or generational patterns. Is this story true? As psychotherapist Lori Gottlieb notes, as humans, we are all unreliable narrators. Why is this story there? Each serves a purpose, protecting you, keeping you humble, or helping you heal. What price do I pay for this story? Your narratives might cost happiness, health, or opportunities. Does this story serve me? Only you can answer this. Finally, where am I in this story? When Taylor Swift didn't receive Grammy nominations for Reputation, she said, "This is good. I just need to make a better record." She positioned herself in the middle of her story, still writing her narrative rather than being defined by external validation. When replacing limiting beliefs, avoid two pitfalls. First, don't choose things that aren't actually stories. Generalizations and affirmations lack narrative power. Megan Tampt, co-founder of Evereve, doesn't reassure herself with financial statements. Instead, she draws strength from real narratives, like when a part-time job at Crate & Barrel led to that company's co-CEO becoming one of her first investors 10 years later. Effective self-storytelling requires actual narratives with emotional components that play like movies in your mind. The second pitfall is discounting small stories. Aaron's BMW story exemplifies how seemingly trivial personal victories fuel motivation more powerfully than conventional success metrics. Don't judge your stories by outside standards. If they feel meaningful to you, they have power. Five approaches help you choose better stories. Replace limiting stories with direct contradicting evidence. Reinterpret familiar stories with fresh perspective. Reroute by finding thematic parallels from other life areas. Research by intentionally adopting other stories. Rewrite by creating stories that don't exist yet, like imagining your future self celebrating completion of a challenging program. Four strategies transform chosen stories into daily practice. First, write stories that serve you. Matthew McConaughey's Greenlights, compiled from decades of journal entries, demonstrates writing's power. Research confirms it improves focus, boosts mood, and helps with depression. He documented moments of joy and success, creating a catalog of positive stories to draw from when needed. Second, speak your stories aloud. Research shows talking to yourself improves memory, increases motivation, and reduces self-criticism. Having listeners solidify stories with each telling, crystallizing their meaning. Third, plan for tough moments. Sam, a financial advisor, triggered by Monday ranking emails, used his tree story, remembering his grandfather planting trees on their Montana ranch for future generations. When triggered, he'd recall this story, instantly reconnecting to his purpose of helping clients build future wealth. Finally, start each day with empowering stories. Will, a business owner struggling with health habits, wrote a respected colleague's name on a post-it inside his medicine cabinet, someone who once complimented his fitness. Every morning while brushing his teeth, he'd see the reminder and recall the story. After years of excuses, everything changed. Old stories don't surrender easily, their neural habits refusing to relinquish their foothold. Expect a process, not overnight transformation. You can't change what happened, but you can change the story you tell about it. Between every event and your response lies invisible storytelling, a black box where narratives mix with reality, determining your actions and results. Like rats in New York City, self-stories operate unseen while causing real damage. Childhood humiliations, professional disappointments, social rejections, these narratives run wild in your unconscious, chewing through your happiness and control. But you carry millions of stories, both negative and positive. You can't choose whether stories exist in your mind, but you can choose which ones you tell yourself. When offered a dream opportunity, the author found herself crying on the bathroom floor, feeling like a failed mother. Then she recalled building blocks with her daughter, who declared they were two princesses who go to work. This shift helped her realize pursuing her passion might teach her daughter about following dreams, a yes that almost didn't happen because my stories were telling me no. Like Dorothy discovering she had the power all along, you possess this ability now. The question isn't whether you'll tell yourself stories, you will. The question is, which stories will you choose?